3 from Leith, number 28.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
And this is their track,
Napoleon Dynamite.
Sweet!
How's it going?
Are you guys having a killer time?
Thank you, Napoleon. That was The Hussies there, and the title track from their new EP, Napoleon Dynamite, which features songs inspired by the cult movie Napoleon Dynamite, funnily enough. I don't know how, if anybody's actually seen the film. I did a few months ago. I'm a member of one of those online DVD rental companies. Should I mention the name? Ah, okay then. Love Film. I think it was... Yeah, 2-3 months ago, got that out, never heard of it before, thought we'd give it a try, and it was absolutely hilarious. One of these films you just have to see, and it's going to be one of these big things in years to come. Absolutely fantastic. Really funny, really geeky, geek comedy. Highly recommended by this particular geek who likes that kind of thing. So who was that band? That band are the Hussies. They're a six-piece from Glasgow. Released their debut EP in September 2005 on their own label Fat Cheerleader Records. It got lots of airplay in various radio stations, including Radio 2, Radio 1 and Radio 6 Music, and Beat 106 and XFM. Napoleon Dynamite, you can find on their website. You can buy it there for £4. And you can also buy it online at eBay. I think they have their own eBay shop. Let me just check that one for you. They have their own eBay shop, yep, and it's called The Husses 99. That's THEHUSSYS99. And you can get it there for £3 plus postage. Or as I said, directly from their website at thehussies.com. Great tracks, well worth the money, I would say. Very quirky, very upbeat, and great catchy tunes. So what else have I been up to this week and this last week? I'm actually recording this on, it's even earlier this week, it's Thursday. So if anything happens between now and the Tuesday, I'm sorry, but it'll be missed again. Just I'm going out tomorrow night. Tomorrow night I would usually start the programme, but I'm not going to have time. So I'm doing it tonight. Well, last week I was at the Amplifico gig at Cabaret Voltaire in Edinburgh. And when I was there, I met Mark from the Tartan Podcast and his lovely wife, Gail. It was nice to have some company at a gig for a change. Normally I go on my own, but it was Mark and Gail, and we were, after a while, opining that we're getting a bit too old for this kind of thing. We were just looking for somewhere to sit down. Our legs were getting sore. Us old fogies, we need somewhere to sit. We need a table to put our drinks down on. We don't want to have to stand about and get all sweaty with everybody else. No. Once you get to a certain age, you just want to sit down. But the bands. The show was opened by The Boy Lacks Patience, who is a singer-songwriter, plays electric piano. Absolutely brilliant. Love this stuff. I'm going to get some of him to play soon. It's just a pity that because he's the first guy in the bill, that people tend to stand around and just chat very loudly over the top of him playing. I was trying to listen, so I hate that. That really gets on my nerves, that does. These people who are just so rude, so inconsiderate, that they can stand and talk over somebody who's playing for them. I mean, if they want to do that kind of thing, they can sort of retire to the bar. Or, you know, go and flush themselves in the toilet for all I care. That's rude. But never mind, I'm not going to start a rant about that. They were followed by an absolutely excellent band called the Stop Starts. Kind of describes their music, real stoppy, starty, choppy. Imagine sort of punk, early Fisher's Ed, I would say, being a Fisher's Ed fan. That really upbeat, really tight, quirky three-piece band. I'm going to play some of that on the show soon. I've actually asked them to send me some music. They replied and said, unfortunately, they weren't very computer literate. And could I tell them how to send music to me? So I gave up and I just gave them the postal address. So hopefully I'll get that soon. And I'll be able to play you some of that and you'll see what we mean. And then there was the main gig. The main gig? Then the main act came on, Amplifico. Now the crowd, the place, was an absolute sellout. I think they sold out Cabaret Voltaire and then they managed to persuade the club to open up sort of back bar area and sell more tickets to let more people in. They did that, and that was sold out immediately as well, so it was well packed out by Amplifico fans, and they got a set to remember. I think the band were genuinely touched by so many people having shown up. I think before they used to be humoured by friends and family that would turn up to support them, but I think now they have a real genuine following, and even if they get nowhere with the record companies, they've got a growing fan base, and I think they're going to manage to get that money together to get their album finished very, very quickly. It was a cracking set. I think they played for an hour, and I don't think I'll say any more because you're going to hear it on one of the other podcasts, either on Amplifico's Amplificast or on the Tartan Podcast with Mark. So you can catch it there. All I can say was hot. It was loud and it was sweaty. But this next track isn't going to be hot, loud, or sweaty. I'm changing the tempo, winding it back down a bit again. This band's called Audio Cat, and this track is called History.
Maybe suggested it. Suggested in a dream.
Audio Cat there with Cy Pickles on programming, David McNeil on guitars and vocals, and Novinka and Clever Girl providing guest vocals. They fuse live guitars and electronic bass and beats and produce an original sound, unexpected, eclectic, and catchy. You can find more about them at audiocat.co.uk, and you'll be able to play a few more tracks on that page. There's a little it looks like a car stereo graphic down the bottom, and if you move down, there's the fast forward play buttons and things down there. Click on them and hear some more tracks. You can also download their music from such places as download.com, SoundClick, Vitamink, and GarageBand. Links on their website there will take you there. Now it's time for this week's
Scottish Expression of the Week.
This week's expression is Bahookie Freezer.
Och, Agnes, it's awfully nice being back from that wee scone holiday we had, gallivanting all over Scotland for wee scones and tea rooms. But I must say, it's awfully cold and you're wearing a very short top there. That's right, Evie. It's very short. My bum's actually a bit cold. Hey, Agnes, it's the right Bahookie freezer you've got on there.
Bahookie freezer. A short top or jacket that leaves the backside or the bottom exposed and feeling very cold. See how many conversations you can drop that into this week to impress your friends. Did you enjoy that then? It's actually Bahookie freezer weather at the moment over here in Scotland. Well, I'm making sure my Bahookie's not getting too cold. And for those of you who maybe even didn't understand what a Bahookie was, a Bahookie is your backside, your bum, your arse. I'll get told off if my mum listens to this and hears that kind of language. I don't like that kind of thing. A Bahookie freezer is probably the least of the worries of these people you see walking about the streets of Edinburgh at the moment with practically no clothes on anyway. You wouldn't even think it was winter, but then again, I don't think there's a cool jacket to wear this year for all the fashionistas. And wearing nothing at all is what they like to do to show off their very expensive t-shirts and jeans. Regardless of whether it's in the middle of a freezing snowstorm, they've got to make sure that everybody can see what they're wearing. Fashion, eh? Good job, I'm an old fuddy-duddy prude. Right, before I move on to the next song by the Hussies, just a quick word. Going back to the Amplifico gig last week to say hi to, I think your name is Chris. I'm really sorry if I haven't remembered that properly, but Chris, you were the guy who stopped me on my way to the bar, shouted my name out, and I sort of spun round and had no idea who you were and was sort of a bit taken aback because I'm not used to being recognised by anybody apart from members of my own family. So thanks for saying hi, thanks for listening to the show. I hope you're still enjoying it, and I hope you enjoyed the gig. The other people I bumped into, who shouted my name shortly afterwards, were Tony and Karina from Opal Sky, who are going to be playing at the Three from Leith gig, along with Santa Dog and Chucky Ammo, on April the 14th. I hope you've still got that marked in your diaries. I think the tickets are already on sale, so if you check at the Three from Leith website at threefromleith.com, there'll be a link there a few shows down to Ticketweb, and you can buy your tickets here. Make sure you get in early because I think they're all going to be sold out. This is the Hussies, and We Expected.
You got accepted for Cambridge Uni, fell in love with the long-haired loony, send me email saying you had changed, priorities rearranged. I was working in a petrol station, I can't say
Hussies here. Great band, great music. Pop along to their site and check out what they've got, and if you like it, buy it. Now this week, I am honoured to be the podcast of the week on the Cruising with Susan podcast. Susan is an 18-wheel truck driver. Truck driving lady, sorry, Susan. She's an 18-wheel truck driving lady from Ocala, Florida. And she does her podcast with her dog, Remen. And this week, Susan's show is documenting the arrival of her new home. So just check out this little melange of clips that I've put together.
Water, so we'll go ahead and rake up some stuff and get that in.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I tried to do as much as I could, well, little bobcat thing, you know, I'm total amateur, I have no, you know. Yeah. But I knew the importance of at least having this, because my neighbor doesn't have it in his sink.
Yeah.
And the doors and things don't close. Yeah. And
just get him to hump it to the middle.
Yeah.
Long ways.
Yep.
And it'll be fine.
Alright.
Cool. Look at this. He knows what he's doing. He pulls up and he'll back in and yeah. You know, I'm like I said, I drive an 18 wheeler. Oh man, this is cool. I think one of the doors is opening. I won't need to tell you third, fourth, fifth, whatever. I'm just going to tell you this week's good podcast of the week is Three from Leith. And that's by Grant Mason, and he's out of Edinburgh, Scotland. And links to his site are on my Suze Rowan under the links page. And then I'll make special notation for him on my show notes. So, congratulations to Grant Mason, Three from Leith, for being the good podcast of the week on Cruising with Susan.
Thank you, Susan. I'm honoured. And if you've just joined me through the link on Susan's site, then welcome to Three from Leith, and I hope you're enjoying the show. I've also got to give a mention this week to Alan Carr and his new podcast, Dark Horse Radio. I'll put up a link to his site on the Three from Leith show notes, but I think, from memory, and forgive me if this is wrong, but it's darkhorseradio.com. Alan's on show 3, I think it is, and he's doing a great job so far, and he's chosen some absolutely excellent music. So pop along and give him a listen. Right, time to change pace again. This is a staccato set and tune. The Staccato set there, and they're a three-piece band destined for big things, it says on their MySpace page. They're winners of this year's Tenants Tea Break, and they made their debut appearance at this year's Tea in the Park. The band members are Ziggy Campbell, Andy Bass, or Andy Bass, depending on how you look at that, and Jim Ewan. You can find them on MySpace at myspace.com/staccatoset, all one word, staccatoset. Or their own website at staccatoset.co.uk. And that's about it for me this week. You may notice at the top of the show that I am now a member of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasters. I applied to them on, I think it was about show 4 when I applied to them, and have only been accepted now. I think they've been quite busy recently. So if you go along to musicpodcasting.org, you can find 3 from Leith and all the other AMP shows. They also do a weekly podcast featuring music from the various AMP shows, where the AMP podcast can submit a track each week for consideration for playing on the podcast, and I've started to submit some in there, and I think you can also volunteer to host one of the shows, so look out for me trying that in future. So until next week, make sure you visit all the artists' websites, give them your support, buy their CDs if you can afford to, or the least you can do, leave a little comment and tell them you enjoyed it. Okay, until next week, catch you later. Cheerio.
Well, I like that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Scottish Podcast Clan. Visit ScottishPodcasts.com.